KGDC Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Blue Devil Radio, everyone. Presented by Big Blue Boosters, I'm Roy Elia, and the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues with the player profile, presented by our good friend and Wawhai graduate Aaron Grimm at ESF Solutions, a relationship company with a focus on general contracting and succession planning services. ESF Solutions, 620 West Pine Street in Walla Walla. And we are delighted to be joined once again by Senior Niall Dumpster for our player profile segment this time around. And Niall, as we speak, the Blue Devils preparing for a Friday night game against the Chiawana Riverhawks, beginning the second round of Mid-Columbia Conference play. Blue Devils figure to be going into that game with some momentum after a nice win last Saturday night in the Wawhai Gym over Pasco.
No doubt at all. You got to ride the momentum in any sport as long as you can. This is a really tough team we're playing on Friday. So using our energy, using what we've built off of the last couple games, and especially last game, to our advantage will be key. Chiawana is really talented. Playing them on our home floor is going to be a big advantage. They have a really, really loud band, really loud crowd. And I'm looking forward to doing it in front of our home fans.
Yes, indeed. And certainly the home fans were delighted last Saturday night, and the Blue Devils, a nip-and-tuck game with a much-improved Pasco Ball Club, a team much, much better than their record would indicate, but the Blue Devils, a very, very good fourth quarter, outscored Pasco 21-10 to win going away by a final count of 64-49.
Yep, I've been telling people it's really awesome what they did with their program, the revamp and all that, and we played them close for three quarters. Huge credit to them. They came ready to play. We knew it wasn't going to be easy, but that fourth quarter, it kind of showed us, and that's some of the momentum we have to build off of. But that showed us that we can really, you know, turn it to another gear at times when we need.
And after this game with Chiawana, oh, here comes one of those three-game weeks. Next Tuesday at Hanford, the following Friday against Sageview, and then back in the cozy confines of the Wawhai Gym to take on the Hermiston Bulldogs.
Yeah, I don't think it would be an overstatement to call that the biggest week of the year in terms of our season. I think there's 2-3 opponents in there in Sageview and Hermiston, and then Hanford's a team that we need to take care of for our conference record. So focus on Chiawana, stay in the present, focus on this week. But I think we all secretly are eyeing next week as the games that we really need to key in and lock in on.
And what is it going to take for the Blue Devils in the second round of Mid-Columbia Conference play to improve on some of the shortcomings of round one?
Yeah, for sure. Learn is number one. You can take anything from a win, from a loss. You can always learn from those. So the teams that we thought we should have got, like Hermiston on the buzzer beater, Southridge at home, those are 3-point, 1-point games. We know we can turn that so easily. We made so many turnovers. It's easy to point one finger at the ref and one finger at this and that. But there's things we can clean up, just dropping two turnovers a game, making three more shots, playing for each other more, getting on the floor. These are all things that we can fix the next time around to improve for ourselves and better our record.
And as we speak, a Tuesday night practice going on here in the Wawhai Gym, and looks like the guys are pretty fired up and anxious for Friday.
Yeah, this has been one of the best intensity practices we've had in the last couple of weeks here. I think you said it, that win on Saturday, no matter who you beat, just a win can kind of inspire a program in a certain way. And we came out today, we had some good drills, some new drills that coaches put in there, and I think they were kind of a hit amongst the guys. We're ready for Friday. We're working on things specific to Chiawana, but just staying focused, staying present.
And specifically what?
They're a big team. Rebounding is number one. We also, the first time we went there, we shot abysmally. We turned the ball over a lot, so a lot of ball security drills, working on being able to handle their pressure in the full court. Things that they do exceptionally well, they pride their program on. We have to find ways to, I guess, harness our own identity and, you know, come out there and show them how we play Walla Walla basketball.
Those are the comments of Wawhai senior Niall Dumpster, bringing to an end this edition of our player profile segment. It was presented by our good friend and Wawhai graduate Aaron Grimm at ESF Solutions, a relationship company with a focus on general contracting and succession planning services. ESF Solutions, 620 West Pine Street in Walla Walla. Coming up next, the Coach's Corner, when the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Welcome back to Blue Devil Radio, everyone. Presented by Big Blue Boosters, I'm Roy Elia. The Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues with the Coach's Corner, presented by a local irrigation company which wishes to remain anonymous. But in the field, on the road, or in the lab, it's working hard to solve your irrigation problems before they crop up. And head coach Spencer Hessler, the Wahigh boys basketball team, coming off a win last Saturday in the Wahigh gym, a hard-fought win over a much-improved Pasco ball club, a final score of 64-49.
Yeah, that was a big one, I think, for our confidence going into the second half of the season. Kind of puts us right in the thick of the 3A side of our division. So we're tied with multiple teams. We're behind one team. There's one game behind us. So we've got a lot going on in the second half of the season, but that was a good one to get going into that.
Without question. And one of those games where you look at the final score and you think, it was a pretty good night, a pretty easy night, a pretty relaxing night. But that certainly was not the case. It was 43-39 going to the fourth quarter.
It was not. It wasn't easy for me. I get stressed over there. Pasco's good, and it's hard. They haven't been good for so many years. So I think it's hard for kids to be like, to tell them, hey, Pasco's a lot better this year. But you got, once they go out there and see it, kind of starts clicking. I mean, they beat Hanford, they beat Southridge, so we knew they were improved. We knew we were going to have to play our A game to beat them, and we did enough in the second half to get it done.
And that Southridge win, a good one, because Southridge is much improved.
Yeah, they beat us, so they're good. I think we can beat anybody on our schedule the second half of the season, though. I know Southridge beat us. I know Kennewick beat us. I like our chances going forward. I think we're going to keep working and keep improving, and I'm excited to get the chance to play all these teams a second time.
Well, you mentioned the Kennewick and Southridge games. The game at Kennewick, just a 6-point spread. Kennewick able to eke out a win 61-55. And that was a contest in which the Blue Devils did an outstanding job defensively on the tremendous Daniel Trautania. Yes, he had 27 points in the game, had only 6 in the second half, did not score in the fourth quarter. And then you look at the Southridge contest, that was only a 5-point spread, 75-70.
Yeah, and I've learned from those two games. I've watched film on them already, and I have ideas how we can improve the second time we play them. And I'm just excited to get a chance to play those teams again. I know I've said that already, but you know, we're at a good spot. We're at a good spot in our conference right now, and I'm excited to keep learning, keep growing, and keep learning with these guys.
And as we're conducting this interview, it's nearing the end of a Tuesday evening practice leading up to the game on Friday with Chiawana, and certainly the spirit is not lacking.
I thought that was maybe our best practice of the season. I don't know why. I don't know what clicked. I thought we competed all practice. We worked on some concepts we've been struggling with, and guys kind of started, I think, understanding what we're trying to do with it. So that was exciting. It was exciting to see. I thought it was really good practice.
So is it a tweak for this, a tweak for that, or is it just kind of a in general tweak?
A tweak on how teams guard us. We know we get a lot of hard hedging, so we have to keep learning how to handle those situations and put some stuff in to help give us advantages and play good basketball.
Yes, indeed, and there'll be ample opportunities to play good basketball. This a quote-unquote easy week with just one contest, and then next week, the three-headed monster is going to rear its ugly head at Hanford on Tuesday, at Sageview on Friday, and then back in the Wahigh gym a week from Saturday to host Hermiston.
Yeah, easy week as far as games, one game, until you realize you're playing Chiawana and you realize it's not an easy game or easy week. Chiawana is really good. That's going to be important for us to see how we come out. Hopefully we get off to a good start at home, put a little pressure on them. Pasco had them on the ropes at Pasco, so they're beatable. We know that. And then you said next week, Hanford, Sageview, Hermiston probably our most important stretch of the season. But we got to get through this week first. But very, very important games coming up for us for sure.
And that will do it for this edition of our Coach's Corner. It was presented by a local irrigation company which wishes to remain anonymous. In the field, on the road, or in the lab, it's working hard to solve your irrigation problems before they crop up. Coming up next, the Todd Kimball starting lineups when the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC. Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great values. Stop by and check out our newly stocked European mustards and pickles, California olive oil, and Louisiana Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co-Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
And back once again at the Wahai Gym, Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location at courtside, continuing our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show with starting lineups presented by Walla Walla County Commissioner, local farmer, Todd Kimball. Next time you see Todd, ask him how he's doing, and he'll likely reply, better than I deserve. The starting lineup for the Chiawana Riverhawks, as announced by head coach Chad Heron, at guard, Messiah Guy, 6'1", and a sophomore. At guard, Santana Cifuentes, 5'9" tall, and a senior. At guard, Junior Heavens, 5'10" tall, and a senior. At forward, Benji Larios, 6'5" tall, and a senior. And at forward, Gage Williams, 6'4" tall, and a senior. The starting lineup for the Wahai Blue Devils, as announced by head coach Spencer Hessler. At guard, Micah Agert, 5'9" tall, and a junior. At a guard slash forward, Derek Bingham, 6 feet tall, and a junior. At a guard slash forward, Jacob Griffith, 6'2" tall, and a senior. At a guard slash forward, Colt Pemberton, 6'2" tall, and a senior. And at guard, Niall Dumpster, 6'1", and a senior. The starting lineups were presented by Walla Walla County Commissioner and local farmer Todd Kimball. The next time you see Todd, ask him how he's doing, and he'll likely reply, better than I deserve. Looking quickly at the Mid-Columbia Conference basketball standings on the boys' side, I know this will come as a total shock, but in the 4A classification, the Richland Bombers are leading the roost. The Bombers, 9-0 in league. And they have outscored their opponents this season by an average, this is astonishing, 44.3 points per game. Second in the 4A standings, Chiawana. They are 8-1 and 11-1 overall. They're outscoring their opponents by a paltry 19.3 points per contest. Third in the 4A standings, the Kamayak and Braves. They are 6-3. Pasco is next. They are 2-7, as are the Hanford Falcons. The 3A classification, Kennewick is leading with a 6-3 record, followed by Southridge at 4-5, the Blue Devils at 3-6, Sageview at 3-6, and Hermiston at 2-7. That's going to do it for our pregame show here this evening. It was presented by our friends at Hutchins Family Farms. And we'll be back to the Wahai Gym after a three-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Listening to classical music on the radio is almost a religious experience. For far too long, however, the only way to experience classical music on the radio was via NPR. KHSS 294.1 FM changes all of that. Walla Walla's Classic FM brings you beautiful classical music, real news at the top of every hour, and daily features that are uplifting and informative. KHSS 2 Classic FM will change the way you listen to the radio. Check out Walla Walla's Classic FM at 94.1 on your FM dial.
With the out-of-this-world cost of new and high-quality used vehicles these days, you want your current rig to run as long as possible. Walla Walla Transmission is standing by and ready to help. The secret to keeping your vehicle in tip-top shape and avoiding costly repair bills is preventative maintenance. Preventative maintenance ensures your safety and that of your family. Reliability, contentment, peace of mind. Get on a regular maintenance schedule at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
Whether you know of us through positive online reviews or recommendations from friends, our team at American Air Heating and Cooling is eager to make you our next satisfied customer. We're pleased to offer planned maintenance, field repairs, and air quality improvements. We are the only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com and follow us on social media. Call American Air Heating and Cooling today at 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
Thinking of your financial goals might feel easy, but do you have a trusted, experienced partner to help you make your plans a reality? Financial advisors Bill Fleener and Brandon Zaro have the experience, knowledge, and integrity to guide you. Backed by the resources of D.A. Davidson, Bill and Brandon offer solutions tailored to your situation. Call Fleener Zaro Wealth Management today at 509-526-5755. A member of D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And back once again at the Wahai Gym, Roy Elia coming here from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location at courtside. In just a few minutes, the Wahai Blue Devil boys will be taking on the Chiawana Riverhawks. Kick off the second round of Mid-Columbia Conference play. While we await the start of this upcoming contest, let us tell you that Blue Devils, attention to you, yes, looking for fifth grade camp counselors. Doesn't that sound like an interesting opportunity? Please, please, sign up now. The form is in your email, Blue Devils. So keep that in mind. Wouldn't that be a great opportunity for you to be a counselor, a fifth grade camp counselor? There's your opportunity. So check your email. See if you can bring that to reality. This, of course, is Martin Luther King Jr. weekend. And with that in mind, a quote in the program was distributed to fans earlier this evening. This quote from Dr. King: life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing for others? So keep this in mind as you take in and absorb that quote. Yes, it's coming up, the MLK Day of Service. Here's something else you might keep in mind: a chance to get your act together Conspiracy of Hope, a Wahai talent show. Going to be in the Wahai Auditorium February 26th and the 27th. It will get underway at 7 o'clock. And we'll remind you once again, the annual Big Blue Booster fundraising dinner and auction is coming up on March the 28th. We'll start at 5 o'clock at the Walla Walla Fairgrounds. Dinner will be served at 6. More information can be obtained by contacting Walla Walla High School or Big Blue Boosters. And I am very excited because next Saturday night here in the Wahai Gym, when the Blue Devils take on Hermiston, I will be joined on the call by Peter Allen. Now, how did Peter Allen get this opportunity to join me on a broadcast? Well, he was the high bidder last year during the Big Blue Boosters fundraising dinner and auction. And to be honest with you, I don't know if he was more excited about it or his wife was more excited about it, quite frankly. The fact of the matter is, she was checking bids every few minutes, and Peter Allen is going to be my color commentator on the January 24th when the Blue Devils play host to Hermiston. So something to look forward to. Now, the Wahai Fight Song! In our first quarter this evening, presented by our good friend, former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. And we're going to be starting this contest at 7:31 on this Friday night. Jacob Griffith not able to control the tip. It was controlled by Larios of Chihuahua, and we are underway. Cifuentes, top of the key to Larios. Now it's down in the low block to Williams, closely guarded by Colt Pemberton, but he gets around Colt, lays the ball up and in. Williams had just 2 points in the last meeting between the two teams, but Chihuahua had more than enough in their victory over the Blue Devils back on December 19th, 64-36. Three-pointer near side, an air ball by Colt Pemberton, and it goes out of bounds on the far side. Chihuahua scores on its first possession. The Blue Devils come up empty on their first possession. Riverhawks in possession of the basketball in an early 2-0 lead. A pass inside, knocked away by Eggert and taken by the Blue Devils. The errant pass by Guy. Near side here is Bingham on the baseline. Bingham ups it off for Pemberton, who scores! And we are tied at 2. 1 minute into the opening quarter. Cifuentes with a basketball. Now to pick by Williams. Eggert stays with him. Far side to Larios. Larios to the free throw line. Jumper over Griffith is around and off. And the rebound off to Derek Bingham. Bingham front court on the dribble. Hands it off on the far side for Dumpster. Closely guarded by Guy. Now he gets away from Guy with a nice spin move. Goes into the lane. Bounce pass inside for Griffith. Off of Jay Griffin out of bounds. And the ball back to Chihuahua. Near side with a basketball is Heavens. He is guarded by Niall Dumpster. It's around a pick by Larios. Defender stays with him. Shot from the free throw line, no good. Offensive rebound, Larios. Backs Jay Griff in, puts it up off the back of the rim twice, no good. And Jay Griff with a rebound. Good defense on his part. Now it's off to Micah Eggert. We're tied at 2, 6:08 and counting left in the first quarter. Eggert near side to Pemberton. In the near corner, Jay Griff against Williams. Up top to Pemberton, far side to Dumpster. Between the rings to Eggert. 10 on the shot clock. Eggert near side. Eggert into the lane. Shot up off the back of the rim, no good. And the rebound off to Larios. Far side, Cifuentes. Cifuentes stops between the rings to Larios. Larios against Jay Griff. Near side, now it's inside to Williams. Williams against Pemberton. He's double-teamed in the low block. Puts it up and missed it. Gets his own rebound and is almost stripped, but lays the ball up and in, and he is fouled by Micah Eggert. So Williams to the stripe for a Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw with 5:35 left in the first. 4-2, Chihuahua.
Williams, two dribbles. Free throw, missed it. Off the front of the rim, rebound taken by Dumpster. Micah Eggert front court against Guy. High post to Bingham. Bingham against Larios, goes into the lane, throws one up off the glass, and that's all. Might have been foul, but no whistle. Chiawana comes the other way, leading 4-2. High post Larios against Jagriff. Lost the ball, taken by Eggert. Chiawana turns it over. Now the pocket pick by Larios. Larios will lay the ball up and in. 6-2 Chiawana, just over 3 minutes into the first quarter. Here is Eggert with a basketball. Near side to Bingham, in for Pemberton. Pemberton cutting to the goal. He was stripped from behind by Williams. He went to the deck, did Pemberton, but no whistle. Chiawana comes the other way on the wall-high turnover, and here is a shot far side up and good by Heavens in deep on the left-hand side. And a timeout called by the Blue Devils. A 4:36 left in the first quarter. Chiawana 8, Wahai 2, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. Listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
You're listening to Walla Walla's top news talk sports radio station, KGDC AM 1320. Now you can experience Fox News, the Mariners, the Cougars, your favorite talk radio programs, and Wahai Blue Devils Radio crystal clear at FM 92.9. And check out KGDC 2 at 102.3 FM. There you'll find Glenn Beck, Clark Howard, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, Red Eye Radio, and College Place Hawks Radio. That's KGDC 2 at 102.3 FM.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back at the Wahai Gym, Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. 8-2 Chiawana, and out of the timeout period, a reach-in foul going to be called on Chiawana. Derek Bingham with a basketball at the high post, and a reach-in foul called on Heavens. That is the first foul in the game on the Riverhawks. Micah Eggert with a basketball. Near side, Colt Pemberton. Pass inside, deflected by Williams, taken by Williams. Blue Devils turn it over. Heavens near side, top of the key. Mounts it in for Larios. Against Jagriff. Goes into the lane, gets around Jagriff. Left-handed shot up and good. Larios takes advantage of the height advantage, and it's 10-2 Chiawana. And that is your Edward Jones Lawson Knight scoreboard update. Micah Eggert with a basketball. Top of the key, Pemberton back to Eggert. Goes into the lane and scores! Nice right-handed runner by Eggert. Eggs all the way around for Blue Devil Nation. Let's make these over easy, shall we? 10-4 Chiawana, 3:35 and counting left in the first quarter. Far side with the basketball is Guy. Gets it inside for Larios, up top Cifuentes. Back on the far side, three-pointer put up by Guy is up and good for the far wing. 13-4 Chiawana, 3:18 and counting left in the first quarter. Eggert with a basketball. Near wing, Pemberton. Far side, Jagriff. Ball off his hands, taken by Chiawana. Far side, Cifuentes. Lane put up, blown. There for the follow is Larios. Bit of a rim rattler there. Lost possession of the ball, but managed to will it through the 10 just moments ago. At the other end, a foul called on Messiah Guy. That's his first team, second. Tip zone Conoco substitutions for the Blue Devils. Kalama Roberson is in along with Luke Higgins. Derek Bingham checks out along with Colt Pemberton. 15-4 Chiawana, 2:50 and counting left in the first quarter. Here is a drive far side by Roberson. He'll put it up. He'll muscle it in, and he is fouled. Row, row, row your boat. Score one for the team. Merrily, 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 merrily. Life is but a dream. Holy Toledo. You talk about muscling the ball up and in. Roberson did just that and drew a foul from Cifuentes down in the low block. The free throw is off the back of the rim. No good. Long rebound far side taken by Guy. 15-6 Chiawana. 2:38 and counting left in the first. Larios driving far side, and a foul is going to be called on Luke Higgins. Got him across the wrist, according to the official. That's the second foul in the quarter on the Blue Devils, and Larios to the stripe for two Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. With 2:36 left in quarter one. The free throw, good. Seventh point in the game for Larios, and it's 16-6, Chihuahua. Here is his second try, presented by Walla Walla Daily Grind. It is up, and it is good. 17-6, Chihuahua. Micah Eggert with a basketball against C. Fuentes. High post, here is Roberson into the lane, puts it up off the glass and off the iron. Rebound off to Chihuahua. Here is Guy into the front court near side. Between the rings to Larios. He'll bounce it, but Heavens. Heavens will loop it inside. Pass stolen neatly by Dumpster. Dumpster bounce it far side in transition. Here is Roberson, and Roberson is slashed and fouled. Slashed and fouled by Heavens. Good Heavens, that's two fouls. Junior Heavens. Roberson to the free throw line for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. With 2:07 left in the first quarter. Free throw. In and out. Heartbreak. Dip zone Conoco substitutions for Chihuahua. Catherine Harris checks in. Colt Pemberton back for the Blue Devils for Jacob Griffith. Another Walla Walla Daily Grind attempt coming for Kalama Roberson. It is up, and it is rounded in. He got it. 17-7, Chihuahua. 2 minutes and counting left in the first quarter. Top of the key jumper, C. Fuentes. It's up and good. Chihuahua by a dozen, 19-7. Top of the key, Pemberton with a basketball. Near side to Higgins. Higgins will drive into the lane on Larios. In the far corner, it goes to Dumpster. Dumpster will drive from the far side, near corner to Roberson. Roberson along the baseline, and he will not score. His putback is no good, but he is fouled. Knocked to the deck and fouled is Kalama Roberson. Fouled by Larios. That's his first team's fifth of the quarter. Kalama Roberson back to the free throw line for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind freebies. With 1:36 to go in the first quarter. Free throw, rattled it home. 19-8, Chihuahua. Scoreboard update in the first quarter was presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call, 509-524-8277. A question on the last foul that was called. They initially said it was on Larios, but it was in fact on Williams. Gage Williams with the foul. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Roberson is no good, and the rebound off to Larios. Now to C. Fuentes. C. Fuentes between the rings. Here's a long three by Larios. That is good. 11 in the first quarter for Larios, and it's 22-8, Chihuahua. Here is Eggert far side on the dribble. Picked up by Williams. Between the rings to Higgins. Far side for Roberson. The pass intercepted by Guy. Near side, C. Fuentes. 105 and counting left in the first quarter. Near side, C. Fuentes. Pass inside for Williams. Knocked away by Pemberton. Taken by Eggert. Blue Devils in transition. Eggert on the give and go. Can't score on the lay-in attempt. Off the pass, far side from Dumpster. C. Fuentes the other way. He will lay it up no good, but he is fouled. And that foul is called on Niall Dumpster. They're going to say it was before the shot attempt. That is three in the quarter on the Blue Devils. And Chihuahua inbounds on the baseline, presented by Washington Trust Bank. Here is Williams blowing a lay-in. Gets it back in the lane. Now the ball is on the far side. Larios for three. It's off the back of the rim. Long rebound deflected by two Blue Devils. Taken by C. Fuentes. And his left-handed lay-in driving to the goal is good. 24-8, Chihuahua. 30 seconds and counting left in the first quarter. Between the rings here is Roberson. Roberson far side on the drive. Roberson has a shot blocked far side. Loose ball taken by Williams. Now to Larios. Larios front court. Far side, Cifuentes. Shot clock is off. Pass inside for Williams. Shot blocked by Dubser. And now it is Eggert in possession with 7 seconds left in the quarter. 6 seconds, five. He is picked. Williams to the other end. Lays it up and in as the first quarter comes to a conclusion. And after one quarter, Chiawana 26, Wahai 8. We'll be back in 1 minute. Listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Flying for the holidays? Support your local airport and fly Walla Walla. Forget the long drive, the hassle of parking fees, or the long security lines of larger city airports. The Walla Walla Regional Airport is just a short drive from your home, provides you free long-term parking, and friendly faces to help you breeze through check-in and security. We make it easy to travel to your next destination. Book your tickets today on alaskaair.com and fly local. Fly Walla Walla, where your parking is always free.
Many people want to reward their pets by giving them treats. The problem is we give too many treats composed of the wrong foods and for the wrong reasons. Take chocolate, for instance. A chemical found in chocolate can be toxic to dogs. In fact, it's best to avoid giving your pets any candy at all. Try substituting raw fruits or vegetables next time you're wanting to reward your pet with a treat. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
The second quarter is presented by our good friend, former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. Zip Zone Conoco substitution for the Blue Devils during the break between quarters. Derek Bingham has re-entered, and he possesses the basketball. Colt Pemberton, right side. Near side to Micah Eggert. Between the rings to Luke Higgins. Near side to Eggert. Eggert drives into the lane just inside the free throw line. Bounce pass inside at the feet of Roberson, but Chiawana knocks it out of bounds, and the Blue Devils will retain with 8 seconds on the shot clock. Chiawana 26, Wahai 8. To begin the second quarter of this Mid-Columbia Conference boys basketball game. Blue Devils inbounding on the baseline, presented by Washington Trust Bank. Pass in the far corner, Bingham. Nice spin move. Goes into the lane. Throws it up and in! Bada bing! Bada boom! 26-10, Chiawana. 7:26 and counting left in the second quarter. Pass inside by Larios. Stolen by Pemberton. Pemberton to the other end. Near side here is Eggert. One dribble. Three on the way by Micah. Air ball. The rebound off to Larios. Gives it off to Cifuentes. Between the rings, Larios. Gets it inside for Williams. Williams against Pemberton. Wheels around him, can't score, but he is fouled. Colt Pemberton picks up his first. Williams at the stripe for two Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. The next opportunity, Jacob Griffith will re-enter the Wahai lineup. First free throw by Williams. Good. Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Jay Griff is back for Luke Higgins. 7:07 left in the second quarter. 27-10, Chiawana. Second free throw by Williams is good. He has 8 points in the game. Six more than he had December 19th. And the team's open Mid-Columbia Conference play in Pasco. 28-10, Chiawana. Far side, Bingham with the basketball. Guarded far side by Harris. Drives on Harris. Picks a pass near side to Eggert. Three on the way. It's off the rim, no good. Rebound deflected, taken by Williams. Now it is Guy with a basketball. In the near corner, Larios. A mismatch. Takes it to the bucket on Eggert. Passes far side. Harris open for three far side. And the southpaw puts it in. 31-10, Chiawana. Just over a minute and a half in to the second quarter. Eggert, bounce pass. Miscommunication results in a turnover. Here is Larios. Far side, Harris. Harris will drive on the far side, got by Bingham. Up top it goes to Guy. Three on the way by Guy is off the back of the rim. Long rebound taken by Larios. Near side to Harris. Near corner at jumper is good for three. 34-10 Chiawana. Timeout Blue Devils with exactly 6 minutes left in the second quarter. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Timeout period is over. Welcome back to the Wahai Gym. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. Wahai Blue Devil boys trailing the Chiawana Riverhawks 34-10. Blue Devils possess the basketball. Jacob Griffith, free throw line, far side to Pemberton. Holt Pemberton, top of the key, Derek Bingham against Williams. Stops the free throw line. Jumper on the way is good for two for Derek Bingham. Nice shot. A confident stroke by Bingham over Williams. 34-12 in favor of Chiawana. Three far side. Way off the mark for Cifuentes. Rebound off to Derek Bingham. Derek down the near side on the dribble. It's picked up by Guy. He will drive to the free throw line. Another jumper on the way. That's around and in. Danced on the rim. Hung on the front. And then settled into the basket. 34-14, Chiawana, 5:06 and counting left in the second quarter. Larios, a three out front, up and good. 37-14, Chiawana. Blue Devils get careless in the backcourt, turn the basketball over. The unforced error is the ball back to Chiawana. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Micah Eggert checks out of the ball game. He is replaced by Niall Dumpser. Chiawana inbounding. Here at the Blue Devil bench on the near sideline, presented by Washington Trust Bank. And here's an over and back violation on Chiawana as Devin Davila, Zip Zone Conoco substitution for Chiawana, carelessly dribbles the ball off his foot, recovered it in the backcourt. Thus, the over and back violation on the Riverhawks. Niall Dumpser with a basketball. Niall on the dribble. Far corner, Jay Griff sets for three. Air ball. Rebound to Williams. 4:39 and counting left in the second quarter. Chiawana in possession. And a 23-point lead, 37-14. Davila far side between the rings. Now it's on the near side to Larios. Bounce it in for Williams. Williams around Pemberton. Gets Bingham off his feet. Lays the ball up and in. Williams has 10. Chiawana up by 25. 39 to 14. Roberson near side, driving on Harris, puts it up over Harris, off the glass and off the iron, gets his own rebound after a deflection by Chiawana, gets it up top to Bingham. Derek Bingham, one dribble far side, sets for a jumper, that's off the glass and off the iron, rebound off to Roberson. Roberson in the lane for Bingham, can't handle the pass, the ball off to Larios. Blue Devils turn it over. Davila on the near side, Harris left open, three on the way, off rim no good, rebound deflected by Bingham, taken by Derek Bingham. Your Edward Jones, Lawson Knight scoreboard update. Chiawana 39, Wahai 14. 3:41 and counting left in the second quarter. Bingham high post to Pemberton. Colt inside, a nice bullet pass. Dumpser could not handle it, however, but he was fouled. Hit across the wrist. Didn't handle it cleanly. But the good news for the Blue Devils, he was fouled by Williams. Just picked up his second personal foul. Zip zone Conoco at substitution for the Blue Devils. Gabe Davenport is in, along with Nate Allen. Roberson to the sideline, along with Griffith. Chiawana with a couple of zip zone Conoco substitutions as well. And the Blue Devils inbounding on the baseline, presented by Washington Trust Bank. Near corner, here is Dumpser for three. It's good! Off the assist by Derek Bingham. And a Bruce Reed three for Dumpser. It's $10 more for Big Blue Boosters. Compliments of George and Chase Hessler at Edward Jones. At Bruce Reed, three makes it 39-17. Chiawana, three out front, air ball. Offensive rebound and a put back for Harris. Few was obstructed near side. Couldn't tell who had the three-point attempt, but maybe it's just as well from his standpoint because it was an air ball. 41-17, Chiawana. Here is Bingham into the lane. Bingham will stop, pop, and hit. Derek Bingham with eight in the quarter. 41-19, Chiawana. 2:48 and counting the time remaining to be played in the second quarter. Near side with a basketball is Ender Douglas. A pass inside. Reach and foul going to be called on the Blue Devils. It's called on Nate Allen. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Larios back in for Chiawana. He is in for Williams. Chiawana inbounding on the baseline. Presented by Washington Trust Bank. Chiawana front court. Up top, here's a three-point attempt. Up and good for Harris. Harris has 11 here in the second quarter, and Chiawana leads 44-19. Here is Bingham into the lane. Shot over. Harris is good! Remarkable shot by Bingham. Just a little off balance. Yeah, so what? 44-21, Chiawana, 2:13 and counting left in the second quarter. Douglas far side, up top to Harris. Near side, Woodard. Checked into the game moments ago for Chiawana. Shot clock at 11. Davila near side. Off to Larios against Colt Pemberton. Shot near side for three. Swish. 47-21, Chiawana. 1:47 and counting left in the second quarter. Bingham in deep on the left-hand side. Jumper off the front of the rim. Allen keeps it alive. Gets the rebound. Up top dumpster. Long three on the way by Nile. It's off the rim. No good. Rebound far side taken by Chiawana. It was claimed by Douglas. And stepping on the sideline, near side, after accepting a pass from the backcourt, is Harris. The ball back to the Blue Devils. 90 seconds left in the second quarter, 47-21, Chiawana. Bingham with the basketball, top of the key to Pemberton. Holt, top of the key extended. Far side Dunster, long three by Nile, off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound deflected by Larios to the near side, taken by Davila. Davila into the front court for Chiawana. Stops on the far side, going to let it go for three. It's around and off, no good. Rebound off to Harris, up top to Larios. Three straight away, off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound deflected, taken by Harris. Harris with the deflection and the offensive rebound. Far side Davila with a basketball. Near side Harris. In the near corner to Larios. Back up top to Harris. Harris will drive into the lane, put it up off the glass and good with a left hand. Harris with a baker's dozen here in the second quarter, and Chiawana leads by 28, 49-21. 35 seconds and counting left in the second quarter. Nate Allen up top to Derek Bingham. Bingham, Harris goes down. Bingham lost the basketball, taken by Larios. Davila far side to Harris. Free throw line extended. Gets it inside with a basketball is Woodard. Woodard into the lane against the much shorter Davenport. He puts in a baby hook. Down to 10 seconds left in the quarter. 51-21 Chiawana. Bingham on the dribble with six, with five. Bounce it to Pemberton, back to Bingham. Bingham, a couple of dribbles with 2 seconds. 1 second, long three on the way off the front of the rim. And that'll do it for the first half. Halftime score, Chiawana 51, Wahai 21. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Hard work necessary. Long days and nights required. Weekends and holidays a must.
Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier Comfort System, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back at the Wahai Gym, Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. The Wahai Blue Devils trailing the Chihuahua Riverhawks here at halftime, 51-21. Our halftime report presented by our good friend Phil Wasser at Land Title of Walla Walla County, 33 East Main Street in Walla Walla. And we begin our Land Title of Walla Walla County halftime report with halftime statistics presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. Tabasco office serves the Tri-Cities area, Yakima Valley, and Northeast Oregon. First half scoring for Chihuahua. Guy with three, Cifuentes four, Heavens two, Woodard with two, Larios with 17, Harris with 13, Williams with 10, Chihuahua with 20. First half field goals, seven from three-point range. The Riverhawks four for five from the free throw line. Chihuahua was called for six personal fouls. For the Blue Devils, Kalama Roberson with four, Micah Eggert with two, Derek Bingham with 10, Colt Pemberton with two, Niall Dunster with three. The Blue Devils with nine first half field goals, one from three-point territory, presented by Bruce Reed, at least from a Blue Devil perspective. Blue Devils were two for five from the free throw line and committed five personal fouls. Halftime statistics were presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. Tabasco office serves the Tri-Cities area, Yakima Valley, and Northeast Oregon. Halftime score, Chihuahua 51, Wahai 21. We will continue our Land Title of Walla Walla County halftime report after a two-minute timeout. Listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. L&G Ranch Supply.
Pappy's Pizza and Pasta is your go-to spot for mouth-watering, thin-crust pizzas, delectable pastas, hearty sandwiches, fresh salads, and ice-cold beer, all prepared with love and served with a smile. We at Pappy's pride ourselves in offering delicious meals that bring families together at prices that won't break the bank. Our inviting atmosphere is perfect for a casual lunch or a cozy dinner, and with the best patio in town, dining al fresco has never been better. Pappy's Pizza and Pasta, 2555 East Isaacs, Walla Walla.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Haven Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Back once again at the Wahigh Gym, Roy Elia coming to you from our Tolman's Pharmacy broadcast location at courtside. The Wahigh Blue Devil boys trailing the Chiawana Riverhawks here at halftime at 51-21. We continue our land title of Walla Walla County halftime report by telling you that next week is going to be a busy one for the Wahigh boys and girls basketball teams. Not one, not two, but three games next week. The week will begin next Tuesday when the Blue Devils travel to Richland to take on the Hanford Falcons. The girls' game scheduled to start at 5:45. The boys' game at 7:30. We plan to take the air next Tuesday night at 5:15 right here on your home for Blue Devil Radio. Next Friday, the Blue Devils will be back in the Tri-Cities to oppose the Sageview Lobos. Same game times as Tuesday night. We will take the air at 5:15 next Friday from Pasco. The Blue Devils will return to the Wahigh Gym next Saturday and host the Hermiston Bulldogs. There'll be matinee action on that particular Saturday, the next to last Saturday in the month of January. Girls game scheduled to tip off at 3:15, followed by the boys game at 5 o'clock. We will take the air a week from tomorrow at 2:45. Right here on your home for Blue Devil Radio. And that's going to do it for our halftime report from the Wahigh Gym. It's presented by our good friend Phil Wasser at Land Title of Walla Walla County, handling all kinds of real estate transactions, both commercial and private, including broker and for sale by owner transactions. 33 East Main Street is where you'll find Land Title of Walla Walla County. Our halftime score, Chiawana 51, Wahigh 21. We'll be back for the second half after a two-minute timeout. Listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Do you enjoy listening to classical music? You should check out KHSS2 94.1 FM. KHSS2 is Walla Walla's classic FM. It's the greatest music ever written by the greatest composers who ever lived. Actually, it's more than that. KHSS2 also has news at the top of the hour and some of the greatest daily features you'll find anywhere. Features that are interesting and will make you think. Give KHSS2 Classic FM a try at 94.1 on your FM dial.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The third quarter is presented by our good friend, former Wahigh athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. Chiawana 51, Wahigh 21 as we begin the second half of this MCC boys basketball game. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. Chiawana with the first possession, three from the far side, up and good for Heavens. And the beat goes on. Eight threes in the game for the Riverhawks, who now lead 54-21. Pemberton driving near side on Williams, near side to Dumpster. Dumpster up top on the dribble, now to Eggert, spin move. Got away from C. Fuentes for just a moment. Here is Dumpster on the near side to Griffith. Now to Pemberton, driving to the goal near side. He is bumped and fouled, I thought, but no whistle. But he muscles it up and in. Does the stud. Colt Pemberton with his second field goal of the game, and it's 54-23 in favor of Chiawana. In the near corner, Heavens for three. Off the rim, no good. High for the rebound, Derek Bingham had it wrestled away, and a lay-in put up and good inside by Williams. I believe it was ripped away by Guy. Williams with the field goal, and it's 56-23 Chiawana. Far side here is Jay Griff. Into the lane, stops up top to Colt Pemberton. Cole far side against Larios in the far corner. Here is a three put up and good by Jay Griff. Three ball, corner pocket. That Bruce Ree three means $10 more for Big Blue Boosters. Compliments of George and Chase Hessler at Edward Jones. 56-26, Chiawana, 6:17 and counting left in the third quarter. Heavens near side for three from the wing. It's good. 59-26, Chiawana. Blue Devils in possession. Far side, Pemberton. In the far corner, Jay Griff for three. Air ball. Rebound near side taken by Bingham. In the near corner, he's closely guarded by Guy. Loops a pass inside for Jay Griff. One dribble. In the low post, Jay Griff will score. A scoreless first half for Jay Griff. He has five here in the third quarter. 59-28, Chiawana, 5:38 and counting left in the third quarter. C. Fuentes possesses the basketball for the Riverhawks. Picked up in a switch by Jay Griff. Now it's on the near side. Three-pointer put up. That is off the mark for Guy. And the rebound off to the Blue Devils. Micah Eggert, front court, far side. Eggert just inside the free throw line. Near side to Bingham. Three on the way by Derek. Off the back of the 10, and the rebound off the Heavens of Chiawana. Heavens in the near corner, C. Fuentes on the wing to Heavens. And he gets it inside to Williams for a lay-in down in the low block. 61-28 Chiawana. We're inside of 5 minutes remaining third quarter. Top of the key, Pemberton on the near side, Dumpster. Dumpster dribbles to the top of the key, has the ball taken away by Williams. Williams to the other end, blows the lay-in. The ball knocked out of bounds. It will stay with Chiawana. Riverhawks to inbound on the baseline, presented by Washington Trust Bank. C. Fuentes. Pass it near side to Williams. Williams against Pemberton. Backs him in once, twice, three times. Far side, C. Fuentes for three, and that one is good. 10 threes in the game for the Riverhawks, who now lead 64-28. Here is Eggert near side against C. Fuentes between the rings to Pemberton. Shot clock at 15, near side Jay Griff between the rings to Bingham. Derek Bingham will drive, far side against Guy. Fadeaway jumper over Guy is no good. And the rebound off to Larios, far side to Guy. Now to Larios. Larios into the front court. Larios near side, off for C. Fuentes. Gets it up top, Williams. A three straight away by Gage is no good. And the rebound off to Derek Bingham. We go inside of 4 minutes remaining in the third quarter. 64-28 Chiawana. And that is your Edward Jones Lawson Knight scoreboard update. Blue Devils in possession of the basketball. Eggert on the near side. Got a pick by Pemberton. Bounce pass to Bingham. Inside for Pemberton. Can't convert the lay-in. Heavens, near side to C. Fuentes. C. Fuentes driving, drops it off inside for an easy lay-in by Williams. They don't get much easier than that. 66-28 Chiawana, 3:20 and counting left in the third quarter. Eggert in the lane for Pemberton after penetration. Colt shot inside, blocked by Larios. Gets it back. Drives on Larios. Far corner, Eggert. Spots up for a three. Off the back of the rim, no good. And the rebound off to Williams. Now to Cifuentes. Cifuentes near side. On the wing, Heavens. A three on the way by Heavens. Woefully short. An air ball. Saved in bounds by Guy, but right to the Blue Devils. Far side here is Eggert. In the far corner, Dumpster. Dumpster dribbles to the wing. A three on the way by Nile. Going to be short. The rebound off to Larios. Outlet pass. Guy gets it in for Williams. Pass on the near side. Cifuentes. Cifuentes into the lane. Blows the lay-in. Rebound off to Jay Griff. Now to Colt Pemberton. Pemberton the other way against Larios. He'll challenge Larios. Spin move. Puts it up and missed it. Rebound comes off to Heavens of Chihuahua. Pass on the near side with a basketball is Guy. Three on the way by Guy is up and good. 69-28 Chihuahua. 2:20 and counting left in the third quarter. Micah Eggert with a basketball. Closely guarded by Guy. Far side Bingham. Bingham drives on Cifuentes. Gets by Cifuentes. Lay-in put up and good by Bingham, and he is fouled. Nice play on the part of Derek Bingham. The foul is called on Williams. That is his third. Zip Zone Conoco substitutions. Three for the Blue Devils and four for Chihuahua. As we speak with Derek Bingham stepping at the free throw line, he is out there along with Kalama Roberson, Nate Allen, Bryson Smith. No, Smith is going to come off for the moment. Dumpster is also out there along with Higgins. Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw off the back of the rim, and the rebound comes off to Woodard of Chihuahua. Ray Maldonado is in the game for Chihuahua. Far side, it's Woodard. Three on the way by Woodard. Is off the mark, no good. Rebound off to Davila. Near side, Douglas. Up top, Harris, who had a heck of a first half, drives on Higgins. Puts one up off the glass and off the iron. And the Blue Devils come away with a basketball. Here is Bingham. Bingham into the lanes. Peculiar shot, but he cannot finish. Double pump move. And at the other end, transition bucket for Chihuahua on the part of Douglas. 71-30 Chihuahua, 105 and counting left in the third quarter. Derek Bingham with a basketball far side. Far corner, here is a drive by Roberson, and he is fouled. He is fouled on the play by Davila. Gabe Davenport, Bryson Smith into the game. Zip Zone Conoco substitutions in for Derek Bingham and Niall Dumpster. Blue Devils to inbound on the baseline, presented by Washington Trust Bank. Smith, far corner to Davenport. He'll dribble out front, closely guarded by Maldonado. Up top, Nate Allen with the basketball. Stops the dribble. Now to Roberson. Roberson will drive. He will shoot and leave it short. Rebound off to Allen. Allen near side, Smith. Three on the way. Good from the near wing. Bruce Reed, three for Smith. $10 more to Big Blue Boosters. Compliments of George and Chase Hessler at Edward Jones. At Bruce Reed, three makes it 71-33, Chihuahua. 16 seconds and counting left in the third quarter. Harris up top of the basketball. On the near side, Woodard. Inside to a cutting and a slashing Maldonado for two. 4 seconds left in the quarter. Smith far side. 2 seconds. 1 second. Here is Higgins. A long three out front. Off the glass, and that's all. After three periods of play, Chihuahua 73, Wahai 33, and we'll be back in 1 minute. Listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Quality isn't expensive, it's priceless. This old saying is true not only for your doctor or lawyer, it's true for your auto mechanic as well. Everybody wants to work with a mechanic they can trust. That's why more and more folks are coming to us at Walla Walla Transmission on the corner of Bennett and West Rose Street. Hi, Julie Doty here. At Walla Walla Transmission, we have ASE-certified technicians with over 40 years of combined experience. We specialize in transmission service and repair, but can fix darn near anything that rolls in. Call us at 525-8710. That's 525-8710.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The fourth quarter is presented by our good friend, former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. Blue Devils with the first possession of the fourth quarter, and Nate Allen puts the ball up and in. Nate is great to start off the fourth quarter. 73-35 Chiawana, 7:38 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Far side, here's a three put up by Douglas. That is good for the win. The 12th three in the game for Chiawana. Riverhawks lead 76-35. Here is Higgins on the lane. Bouncing inside for Roberson. Gets a couple of Riverhawks off their feet, and he is fouled. He is fouled going up by Sayamir Reed. And Kalama Roberson at the stripe for two Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. Chiawana, 29 field goals for three quarters, 11 from long distance. As Kalama Roberson makes the first Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw. Blue Devils through three quarters with 14 field goals, three from Bruce Reed territory. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Roberson, up in and out of heartbreak. And the rebound comes off to Chiawana, taken by Woodard. 76-36 Chiawana. 7:05 and counting left in the fourth quarter. With the basketball is Reed, near side Davila. The Pasco transfer on the dribble. Got a pick out front. Roberson stays with him. He'll drive to the goal, leave a lay-in short. The rebound off to Micah Eggert. Eggert, far side, still in possession. Drops it off for Allen. A three on the way by Nate. Yes, sir! Holy Toledo! Nate Allen. From another zip code, perhaps. 76-39, Chiawana. Here's a drive near side. Shot put up and missed. View obstructed again. Could not tell who drove and who shot. My apologies. Here is Eggert near side with a basketball. Hands it off out front to Roberson. Kalama will drive near side. Runs over a man. Picks up an offensive foul. Reed goes down. And they call a player control foul on Roberson. The running clock is in effect here in the Wahai gym. Some of the Blue Devil partisans behind me thinking that Reed was not set. But the official calls a player control foul on Roberson. Reed has his shot blocked in the lane by Eggert. Roberson the other way, near side Higgins, spots up for a three. It's off the back of the rim, no good. And the rebound off to Woodard of Chiawana. Riverhawks on the run, far side. Here is Reed, and Reed runs a man over, and a blocking foul is going to be called on the Blue Devils. Called on Higgins. And stepping to the stripe for two, Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws will be Maldonado. 5:40 left in the fourth. Chiawana 76, Wahai 39. Free throw, good. Chiawana in the ball game now 5-for-6 from the free throw line. At the moment, the Blue Devils are 3 out of 8. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind attempt rattles in and out. Roberson with a rebound. Far side to Eggert. 2.5 minutes gone in the fourth quarter. 77-39 Chiawana at the high post. Here is Roberson in the lane. He'll muscle one up and miss it. Rebound comes off to Douglas. Far side Reed. Reed up top. Here's a three straight away by Douglas. It's off the rim, no good, and the rebound off to Micah Eggert. Eggert out of the backcourt on the dribble, picked up by Reed. Has his pocket picked by Reed. No, he gets it back on the far side. That's Micah Eggert in the lane for Allen. Back to Eggert. Bounce pass to Roberson for the lay-in. Tremendous ball movement on the part of the Blue Devils, and it's 77-41 in favor of Chiawana. 4:50 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Chiawana in possession of the basketball. Near side, it's Davila. It's up top to Reed. He'll drive far side and lost the ball. Saved by Higgins to Micah Eggert. Chiawana turns it over. Eggert with a basketball. On the dribble against Reed. Still on the dribble. Around a pick by Higgins. Picked up in a switch far side by Douglas. Now it's off to Davenport. Davenport lost the basketball. Goes to the deck. Manages to get it to Higgins. Far side Eggert. Three on the way. Yes, sir! Another Bruce Reed three for the Blue Devils. $10 more to Big Blue Boosters. Compliments of George and Chase Hessler at Edward Jones. Three near side by Davila is no good. Rebound off to Gabe Davenport. 77-44 Chiawana as we go inside of 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter. That is your Edward Jones Lawson Knights scoreboard update. Pass near side for Allen. Picked up by Davila. Davila to the other end. Lays it up and in. 79-44 Chiawana. Gabe Davenport with a basketball. And he is going to be grabbed and fouled. A silly foul on the far side by Reed. At this point, no reason to reach in, to be honest with you. Even if I'm dishonest with you, I'd still say there's no reason to reach in. Tip zone Conoco substitution. Niall Dumpser into the ball game. He replaces Kalama Roberson. Checks out of the game with 7 points. Clock continuing to run. 3:20 and counting left in the fourth quarter. 79-44, Chiawana. Drive by Eggert. Near corner, Dumpster for three. Off the rim, no good. A little too strong. Rebound off to Eggert. Eggert has the ball knocked away. Recovers it on the far side. Now it's Higgins in the deep far corner. Inside for Dumpster. Baby Hook is blocked inside by Woodard. Woodard passing the far side to Davila. Davila off to Woodard in the lane. Shot over Allen. Missed it. Rebound off to Higgins. Now it is Eggert in possession of the basketball. Eggert will drive far side. He is cut off down in the low block. On the wing to Higgins. Higgins will drive. Reverse lay-in no good. And the rebound off to Woodard. Woodard into the front court. Stops in deep on the left-hand side up top to Davila. In the far corner, it's Reed. Three on the way. It's missed. Off the rim and the rebound off to Higgins. Now it is Higgins taking a pass in the lane from Dumpster. Can't make the lay-in, and the rebound off to Chiawana. Near side, it's Maldonado driving. Maldonado has a shot blocked by Eggert. Out of bounds. Ball knocked out of bounds, and then I should say the shot was blocked. Then the ball was knocked out of bounds by Chiawana. I beg your pardon. And the ball back to the Blue Devils. After some zip zone Conoco substitutions, Blue Devils going with Lincoln Heinrich. Val Dumpster, Gabe Davenport, Colt Pemberton, and Nate Allen. Pemberton driving into the lane. Far corner, Allen. A three on the way by Nate is short. Saved inbounds by Davenport. It goes out of bounds on the far side, but good hustle nonetheless by number three in white. 1:20 and counting left in the fourth quarter, 79-44 Chiawana. Riverhawks in possession of the basketball. Allen, good defense near side on Woodard. And an offensive foul is going to be called on Woodard as he dribbled to the top of the key, grabbed Allen's jersey as he hooked him while in possession. And the ball back to the Blue Devils after the Chiawana foul. We're in the final minute. Time remaining fourth quarter. 79-44 Chiawana. Near side Allen with a basketball. Inside for Pemberton. And Colt lays the ball up and in. Colt with his third field goal of the ball game. Three far side off the back of the rim for Woodard. Rebound off to Dumpster. Now to Heinrich. 30 seconds and counting left in the fourth quarter. Chiawana 79, the Blue Devils 46. Far side, free throw line extended Pemberton. Up top, Dumpster. Near side to Heinrich. Heinrich pass inside for Pemberton. Pemberton up top, Heinrich. Three on the way by Lincoln. Is around and off, no good. And the rebound deflected by Allen. Taken on the far side by Dumpster. Far corner, Heinrich for three. Good! Lincoln Heinrich from the deep far corner. And that's going to do it. Time runs out. The ball game is over. Final score, Chiawana 79, Wahai 49. We'll be back with our Chevelle Construction post-game show after a three-minute timeout. Listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
American Air Heating and Cooling was started by Walla Walla native Dan Reiner out of his garage in 2015. Ever since, American Air has enjoyed a booming rate of referrals from our customer base. Our American Air crew is the new generation, the new face of heating and cooling in our valley. We install high-quality, dependable, and efficient heating and air conditioning equipment. We are your one and only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. To learn more, visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
Did you know that D.A. Davidson has been in business for 90 years? Behind our history is a solid balance sheet and a legacy of community involvement. We encourage our financial advisors like Bill Fleener and Brandon Zaro to volunteer throughout Walla Walla and give back to the causes that matter most. When planning your future, why not work with a local firm that truly cares? Visit Bill and Brandon at 102 West Main Street. Fleener Zaro Wealth Management, a member of D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
Flying for the holidays? Support your local airport and fly Walla Walla. Forget the long drive, the hassle of parking fees, or the long security lines of larger city airports. The Walla Walla Regional Airport is just a short drive from your home, provides you free long-term parking, and friendly faces to help you breeze through check-in and security. We make it easy to travel to your next destination. Book your tickets today on alaskaair.com and fly local. Fly Walla Walla, where your parking is always free.
Losing a pet to injury, illness, or age can be a very emotional experience. Grief is a normal part of a loss of any bond as deep as those we share with our pets. The Washington State University College of Veterinary Medicine offers phone assistance for people dealing with such a loss. The Veterinary College's hotline number is 509-335-5704. That's 335-5704. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary
medical
needs.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back once again at the Wahai Gym, Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location at courtside. The Wahai Blue Devil boys defeated by the Chiawana River Hawks here tonight by a final score of 79-49. Our post-game show from the Wahai Gym, presented by our good friend, Big Blue Booster Phil Chevelle at Chevelle Construction. We'll begin with our final statistics presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company, providing wholesale construction materials for residential and commercial roofing, HVAC, mechanical insulation, and waterproofing products. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. The final scoring in the game for Chiawana, Guy with six, C. Fuentes with seven, Heavens with eight, Davila with two, Douglas with five, Woodard with two, Maldonado with three, Larios with 17, Harris with 13 and Williams with 16. Chiawana with 31 field goals in the ball game, 12 from three-point range. Chiawana 5 of 7 from the free throw line. Chiawana was called for 10 personal fouls. For the Blue Devils, Kalama Roberson, 7 points. Micah Egger with 5. Derek Bingham with 12. 3 points for Lincoln Heinrich. Jacob Griffith with 5. Bryson Smith with 3. Nate Allen with 5 points. Colt Pemberton with 6. Niall Dumpster with 3. The Blue Devils with 20 field goals in tonight's game. 6 from Bruce Reed range. That means $60 more. The Big Blue Boosters compliments of George and Chase Hessler at Edward Jones. The Blue Devils just 37.5% from the free throw line, 3 out of 8. And the Blue Devils were called for 7 personal fouls. Our final statistics were presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. Providing wholesale construction materials for residential and commercial roofing, HVAC, mechanical insulation, and waterproofing products. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. And we now continue our Chevelle Construction post-game show from the Wahai Gym with a recognition of our Eric Kimball, CPA, player of the game. As we look down the list, we see 9 Blue Devils in the scoring column tonight. And we're going to give some love to the reserves this evening. It'll be very easy to give our Eric Kimball CPA player of the game to Derek Bingham. He had 10 points in the second quarter, ended up with 12 for the game. But tonight we're going to steer clear of the talented Wahai Jr. and look at the reserves. Nate Allen came off the bench, scored 5 points all in the fourth quarter. Also provided some hustle plays for the Blue Devils as well. Bryson Smith came off the bench, hit a tray, as did Lincoln Heinrich. So for their efforts in tonight's ball game, we're going to recognize Nate Allen and Bryson Smith and Lincoln Heinrich as our Eric Kimball CPA co-players of the game. They gave the Blue Devils some nice minutes, and they are rewarded for their efforts here tonight by way of Eric Kimball CPA co-players of the game awards. And that's going to do it for our post-game show from the Wahai Gym. It was presented by our good friend and Big Blue Booster Phil Chevelle at Chevelle Construction. Well, in earlier action this evening, Wahai Junior Varsity prevailed on both the boys and girls sides. The Wahai Blue Devil Boys Junior Varsity victorious this evening over Chiawana. Final score of 63-53, and if I'm not mistaken, that completes a season sweep of the home and home for the Wahai Boys Junior Varsity. And in the girls junior varsity contest, Wahai prevailed in that one in come-from-behind fashion, defeating Chiawana 46-43. Another win for Hebrew Ingram. It is Wahai Girls Junior Varsity. And a big shout-out to Coach Smith, his boys JV, now 9-4 on the season. So that's going to wrap things up from a numerical standpoint here at the Wahai Gym. Last order of business, to let you know what's coming up. It's going to be a busy week for the Wahai boys and girls next week. 3 contests, 2 on the road and 1 here in the Wahai Gym. The Wahai boys and girls will be traveling to Richland next Tuesday to take on the Hanford Falcons. The girls game scheduled to start at 5:45, the boys at 7:30. We plan to take the air at 5:15 next Tuesday night right here on your home for Blue Devil Radio. And next weekend, the Wahai boys and girls will be at Sageview. Girls game at 5:45, boys at 7:30. Airtime will be 5:15 next Friday right here on your home for Blue Devil Radio. And next Saturday, I will be joined by Peter Allen, at the very least, on the Wahai boys basketball broadcast. The Wahigh Boys and Girls next Saturday will host Hermiston. Matinee action, the girls game at 3:15, the boys game at 5. Airtime a week from tomorrow will be 2:45 right here on your home for Blue Devil Radio. But first things first, airtime next Tuesday from the Hanford High Gym in Richland will be 5:15. Some thank yous to go out as we sign off this evening from the Wahigh Gym. First of all, I want to thank all of the great people in Walla Walla School District 140 for their support of our broadcasts, including Superintendent Dr. Ben Guyan, who I had a nice conversation with earlier this evening. Also want to send a shout-out as well to Principal John Schumacher and a shout-out to Athletic Director Chris Ferenz. Also want to thank our in-studio engineer, Juliana Brower, the former Juliana Fazzari, for another fine job at the controls. We appreciate that very, very much. We also appreciate the great sponsors who help make these Wahigh basketball broadcasts possible. And, of course, want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to our Blue Devil basketball coverage on this Friday evening. I'm Roy Elia reporting from the Wahigh Gym or Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location, telling you one final time the Wahigh boys and girls defeated tonight in Mid-Columbia Conference basketball action. The Wahigh Blue Devil girls earlier this evening defeated by undefeated Chiawana by a final score of 76-32. And in the boys contest that concluded just a few minutes ago, the Blue Devils come up on the short end against Chiawana by a final score of 79-49. It is now time for the baby boy of the late Elvina Elia, a 1943 graduate of Walla Walla High School, to return you to the studios of your home for Blue Devil Radio, 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC. From the Wahigh Gym, I'm Roy Elia, wishing each and every one of you in Blue Devil Nation a very happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day weekend. And coining a phrase from my former broadcast partner, the late Bud Bowman, I wish each and every one of you in Blue Devil Nation on this Friday night a very pleasant good evening.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage of Wahigh Blue Devils basketball on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 on your FM dial. Join us again next time for Blue Devils Radio, right here on Walla Walla's KGDC.